Hi, I'm Stan Shin. I'm running the game today.
Hi, I'm John Schultz. I'm playing First Officer Commander Court Rainier.
I'm Bailey, and I'm playing Lieutenant Bennett. He's the Chief Medical Officer. He's a human from Canada, so he apologizes a whole lot.
I'm Jeff. I'm a Star Trek newbie. I am playing Brev Chasen, a Lieutenant Commander Tellarite, who is the Chief Engineer.
I'm Mason, and I'm playing character Lieutenant Commander Abosis. There we go.
Who is
an Andorian? Chief of Security.
Security chef.
Yes, I'm going to get there. But if you remember from last session, I was the one heroically jumping out of the back of the shuttle because everyone else was having biscuits and tea, maybe.
Did they serve tea? I didn't think it was tea time yet when you jumped out of the shuttle.
That's why I jumped out.
Oh, is that to get? Oh, right.
Those humans in their tea,
and you're the first one to jump. Of course,
he's the only human. You're going with him. I'm a human.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Stan, paint us the scene. What happened last time?
Yes, yes. All these non-Tellarites look alike, don't they?
Non-Tellarites.
Probably not appropriate.
All right, so quick recap.
I must have missed that one.
This away team was dispatched by Captain Gregory Constance from the USS Darius, a Saladin-class starship, to investigate and find the lost shuttlecraft, the Susquehanna, which was a civilian shuttlecraft that had gone to explore an alien signal and had gone missing. So you got some various readings. You've gone down to this planet where there's lots of electromagnetic interference, and you just landed in this red, dusty, Vulcan-like place, and Commander Zareth has jumped out.
Lieutenant Bennett is off Commanding Officer Rainier's advice. Lieutenant Bennett is kind of slowly, not jumping out of the shuttle behind Commander Zareth, but he's kind of just slowly kind of edging out, kind of looking around.
Actually, I didn't think about this at the last one, but I have a value called Rash and Reckless.
Oh.
So that actually, if that generates a complication, I could have earned a determination by that.
If it generates, only if it generates complications, is that correct?
Well, so what? Basically, it works where the GM, i.e., you, can say, "Hey, Lieutenant Commander Abosis, I'm going to take your value, and it's going to cause this problem." And I can say, "Yes, I accept it," or "No." Alternatively, I can do it to myself. It's kind of like self-imposing. So I can say, "Hey, I dive out, I hit the deck, I do like a shoulder roll, and I can maybe say I'm going to come up, assuming there is a threat, but I'm going to be facing the wrong way after that."
Oh, okay. So you have a complication. So,
But that would give me a determination, which are pretty powerful determinations.
All right, let's do that. I like that idea. So you have earned yourself a determination.
Yes.
You roll out. Tell me who would have exited the shuttle in the first 2 seconds after Zareth goes out. Tellarite?
No, he's flying. The ship is falling. I'm hopping out behind
cleaning
him.
Cleaning off
I'm,
the controls.
I'm trying to entice the medical officer to come with me. He's a little ahead of
Bennett, are you exiting the shuttlecraft
within
the first two seconds?
Not within the first 2 seconds, no.
I'm definitely coming out to back him up quickly.
Okay, so we've got Zareth and Rainier. Is that how you say your name?
Yeah, Rainier.
Rainier. Out of the shuttlecraft. Zareth, you bounded out and... You know, you have your phaser out, I guess.
Sorry. I do. I always have my phaser out.
Are you happy to see me or is that?
I am constantly watching, but not this phaser. I'm constantly watching and I'm looking for danger and hidden enemies.
Okay.
And the complication could mean anything from I landed wrong and I'm stunned around or facing
the complication is that no one bothered to do a tricorder reading now that you've exited the StarCraft. Your shuttle, and so even though you got your phasers drawn...
There's no oxygen.
All right, everyone roll up new characters.
Okay.
No, next episode.
Star Wars shows that if you're Leia, you can survive in space for a while.
Right, you just need the little
oxygen.
That's
blasphemy.
Yeah.
You're crossing genres here, man.
I know, I apologize.
Yeah.
It's a terrible genre crosser.
I had a hard time getting over that when I saw that in 1984. When was that? No, two.
Oh, that he's talking, no, he's talking about the asteroid when they landed.
Yeah,
they
sorry.
Were inside and they got out and they put a little face mask on. They're walking in space inside of the space.
They're inside of a space worm, though, yeah. Which generates its own internal atmosphere.
And gravity.
Yeah, yeah.
They're walking on the side. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, we are way off track. I might
cut that out, and that could be in the bloopers.
Yeah,
there you go.
We are way off track. Okay, so you, Xerath, when you exited, you know, so you went in sort of guns blazing.
No, I didn't exit the shuttle. I epically entered the world.
Did you spin over? Oh, thank you. I'm going to actually turn on the little timer thing so I know what I'm doing.
Right. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's all mud, so you like roll 6 feet deep into the mud.
I just dive in and squish.
All right. Well, a blast of disruptor fire explodes a rock right next to you. You were under fire. You see that, you know, the ridge that you almost landed on? It's coming from that ridge.
Right. See? Next time, listen on the high ground. Security.
You're the one that agreed that we need to land here, too.
Well, I didn't want to be insubordinate.
All right.
Didn't want to ask you.
So, we are in combat. Somebody with a disruptor is firing at the two Starfleet officers that hastily exited the shuttle.
I immediately command Lieutenant Commander Xerath to return fire immediately and set for stun. I have a special ability which he showed me, which I can basically once per scene as the commanding officer command him to do something, and it's an interrupt. So he goes immediately and can respond.
Specifically, that is called direct.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's within a combat. Like, so assuming basically what it does we're rolled initiative. Now. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
So just to explain how direct works is he's taking his turn to, instead of shoot, say, because he knows I'm better at shooting, or maybe someone needs to be healed and Bennett can heal someone, he's basically saying, hey, you take an action, and he gets to interrupt and act now. So he can basically give a player multiple turns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to give him multiple turns, effectively give up mine.
Okay.
So he can go now and go again on his turn.
Yeah, now, we did have a rules clarification last time that I posted on the blog post. Just to point out that there's multiple ways that you can do things like retain initiative and things like that. But at the end of the round, every player, including your opponents, has to have had a turn. So you can't, skip over them. Yeah.
You name one of us to go first, right?
If the players are going first, I name someone to go first. Sometimes, it's interesting because it's obvious from looking at the quick start rules and the multiple sections in the rule book where they describe how rules work, that they give examples that work different ways. So a lot of the rules, it's very clear that the game master has a lot of fiat over how this works. So
what makes the most sense.
Yeah, I think that's the idea, is that it's what's more important is what makes thematic sense at the moment, which in this case, they shot at me first and apparently missed horribly.
So maybe thematically, he would go first anyway.
Well, the Romulans are going to go first.
Oh, gotcha.
And these are Romulans, by the way.
That was kind of that was like the opening volley. Where
spoilers.
No, in a movie.
Spoilers. Right.
Okay.
So in that case, I knew I smelled
Romulan. My ability won't come until I go, and then I'll declare mine. I'll let him
right.
go.
So
again.
The Romulan is actually going to go first.
Your comm chirps, and it's me, and I say you're under fire.
Crushed it.
Yeah. It says don't go outside.
Again,
there's Romulans out there.
Crushed it.
Okay. In response, I say, oh, it's so nice to see that you've suddenly become much more observant than you were last time. So oblivious you used to be. I talk like Yoda up here.
So the PCs are starting with two momentum. Because it's a new scene.
It's a new scene. It's one less than you had in the last scene of this current adventure. So my Romulan is going to shoot his...
Technically, we're a new session.
Well, for rules purposes, the way we're running these podcast episodes is we have multiple episodes that comprise an adventure.
Gotcha.
So,
cool.
So this is not a new game where you have to like start all over. This from a mechanics perspective, awesome. This is a new scene.
I'm down with that.
Oh, so, if that's true, we can spend our 2 points right now. Keep the initiative. Pass the action order to another ally instead of the enemy. It may only be done once before the enemy has taken at least one turn.
The problem is we haven't. You have to keep it, so that means we have to have it.
Yeah, you have to have it before you can keep it.
Yeah. Right. Otherwise,
you don't have the action order.
And I have that ability.
You make it cheaper.
Well, there's actually... I was a little confused about player abilities because there's actually a generic thing that you can do on combat momentum spins called Keep the Initiative.
That's what I'm reading.
Everybody can use.
My ability gives it to me in the first round for zero cost.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, normally you have to spend momentum.
Yeah.
Oh, so when it's your turn.
On the first round, Lieutenant Bennett can use his talent quick to action. And on the first round, I can do Keep the Initiative, but for zero cost.
And so you can let somebody else go right after you.
Correct.
Yeah. That's awesome. Get the hell out of here.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm the medical officer. I'm staying in the back.
That's good.
All right, so there is a Romulan who looks... you just get a brief glance at him, Xerath, peeking behind the rock on the escarpment that you could have landed on, but you didn't. And you can see that he looks like he's got the regalia of a Romulan centurion. So this is a higher ranking officer in the Romulan military structure. Yes, Bennett.
So as a note, we would... this would be like the first live Romulan we've seen, right? We probably would have only seen it at the Academy before.
We'd seen
right.
Right. Well, in this timeline.
Yeah, yeah. So this is... I mean, basically these are like, I don't know, North Koreans or something. I mean, they're basically... a group that you know about that essentially, that was a bad example, but you know, essentially they're a group that you don't have peaceful relations with, so you don't intermingle with them. So you've never, none of you have in person ever seen a Romulan.
And the Klingons in this day and age look much more like humans. This is before the metamorphosis took place.
Yeah, well, merging the original series with what they're talking about in Discovery, I guess what you would say is there's 12 houses, they have different looks, and so it must have been that the dominant Klingon house that was active in interacting with the the original series was like the more roundy forehead one.
So that, what's interesting is like that goes against the episodes of Star Trek Enterprise, where they actually talk about it as some sort of like infection or virus or something that physically alters them.
Well, yeah, but I think they added on to that, saying that... Well, I actually heard a discussion by the... I forget what it's called. It's official Trek podcast, or podcast, whatever it's called, that actually, like, CBS authorizes. And you've got a guy that's, like, involved in, like, the Hollywood groups that are producing Discovery and the movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just talking about how... Okay, this is...
we're getting... How far down the rabbit hole?
Yeah, we're down the rabbit hole. But he basically said that originally you had the round-headed Klingons... Then you had in the next generation the notion that there was a virus that like caused them to mutate and have the forehead, but then later, yet still they basically said, well, how do you reconcile that you had these different, you know, different types of Klingons? They basically said, well, there was different houses.
That makes sense.
And then you know, so basically, at any given moment, you might have different Klingons look differently,
right?
Based on their house, and then Discovery, it's like. Well, okay, but now everybody has, like, different foreheads than you've ever seen before. So anyway, it's like, okay, who knows? Klingons, apparently, are forehead...
Star Trek universe.
Yeah, they're not cis forehead or whatever. Yeah. So, all right, so back to our game and the shooting in progress. The Romulan Centurion, and if you've never seen a Centurion before, has his disruptor aimed at Xerath, and he's taking a shot, and he is first initiative order. So he's actually going to spend some threat to add to his role, because he really wants to get a beat on Xerath over there. In fact...
Whoa, three? Four?
Let's see, I think you can... What's the max? Three? Three. Let's see. Oh, I take it back. You have to... The first... Extra D20 is one momentum, in my case, threat.
Uh-huh.
The second one costs two.
Yes.
So now it's a total of three to get the two. Mm-hmm. And he's going to spend...
And the third one is
the
three.
The third one, a three. Three, four,
so it's
five, six.
Or three, yeah.
He really wants to get it.
It's one, how, three, many, six, how many does Xerath. That leave you, Stan?
So that's going to give me three extra...
That will leave Stan with two threat left.
Two threat.
Yep. Yeah. So it leaves me two. Yeah, sorry. Dude.
He really wants to nerf me. Ah! I need to look up the rules on avoiding damage of the thing.
All right.
Yes.
Here he goes.
I think that's a...
Five D20s. Oh, my goodness. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Xerath. I think it's going to be...
We have some pre-gens you can use.
Oh, no.
All right.
So reckless and rash.
So that was five successes. Oh. Wait, wait, wait. Let me make sure I did this right now.
Oh. Oh. I made scary sound effects. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. I don't think that's a scary sound effect.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Where's my cheat sheet? I just want to make sure I did the math correctly. Where's my... Oh, there it is. Bring it as control plus security is what he was rolling. 12. So 14. Yep. He got 5 successes.
Ouch.
Very good. So he's going to roll... I'm trying to remember how the combat works now. So the target number...
So the target number is just your skills added together.
Yeah.
For the dice roll.
So he got 5 successes.
You just...
Yes, and then I believe each extra success adds a damage die. Isn't that correct?
You never did determine whether it was meant to be lethal.
Well, he gets momentum, right? So he gets momentum out of it, and he can spend the momentum.
Right, I'm just trying to remember, like, what's the target number in for combat? I'm blanking on that.
I'd call it's 2. 10. It's difficulty 2.
Yeah. It's 2? Okay.
It's always 2.
It's always 2. Okay, so that's what I blanked on. So he got 3 momentum, and he succeeded.
So character can increase damage inflicted by...
And so he's a disruptor pistol... And his has got 5. Remind me what these dice are called. The six-sided dice. The
six-sided Starfleet dice.
And each he can spend one momentum, and each one adds +1 damage. Or he could spend 2, disarm the target, and knocks a weapon away.
Challenge dice is what they're called.
Yeah. Dice. Okay, he had
5
save hits. That for when it's armed.
Well, he had he had 5 successes. Okay. The target number was 2.
Right, so that's...
So you got 3 momentum.
Right.
Or a threat in this case.
And then how many effects?
And so I need to roll the dice to see
the effects come from the...
Right, so I've got 5 dice, so I've got...
So right now, he's done 4 damage, because that's... The splash is a damage... And then each effect does an extra damage. Yep. Plus,
plus effect.
Is it effect or a damage, or is it both?
It's both. It's both. Okay. Yeah. It's like a success plus.
Cool. And
so he's got 4 and damage, which if you had 5, it would automatically...
Be an injury.
Be an injury and take you out, I believe. But in this case, he's got 4 plus 3 effects.
Do you have any resistance dice?
I don't. If I was behind like cover of some kind,
yeah, okay.
But I'm specifically in this position because I use my rash and reckless value to create this kind
put
of
in danger,
put myself in danger. Yeah, so I can't. I have an option to avoid an injury. So if I were to take an injury, I can avoid an injury. But
is that one of your talents?
No, anybody can do it. You don't. It doesn't avoid the damage. Injury is a separate thing. Injury is a more severe thing.
Yeah. Okay. So how would we... Here's what I'm thinking. Just kind of, as we're learning the rules here, he's thinking about this Romulan Centurion doing one of two things.
Okay.
The first thing he's thinking about, which is probably what I'm not going to do, is each effect, and I have 3, adds X damage, which would actually give you 7 damage, which would actually render you...
I have one...
He has a medical officer here.
Or how many stress do you have? Because, if you take at least 5 stress...
You take a...
In one hit...
It's an injury.
It's an injury.
Mm-hmm. And if you take a second injury before being healed, you're dead. Dead.
So if you do that, then I could choose to do avoid injury, and I have to spend 2 momentum...
Which we have, thankfully.
And I avoid injury. And all it does is prevent... Like, the stress still happens, so I still take... 7 stress.
But you don't...
I wouldn't have the injury.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to do that, because I think that's basically what his intent is. He's trying to get you. The other thing that I'm not going to do, but that I was contemplating, was to do area, where each of the effects affects one or more adjacent target. But I need to read a little more about how that works in terms of this.
Well, it would just be whoever's in the area. Like, I jumped out right outside the shuttle, and I think Commander Court came out. So
yeah, it's like Savage Worlds distance, right? Where it's like...
No, it's more like Fate distance.
Oh, because base to base, and they're like nearby.
Yeah, they literally have zones like Fate.
It's like zones, kind of. So, like, Commander Rainier and I would be in the same zone, so you could get one more player character.
Right, so how much...
No one's outside, though.
So what you could do is you could...
So he would take 3 damage?
No, so what you do is...
Yeah, it does half.
You'd spend one effect to affect an extra character.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three damage.
Oh, so that would reduce the damage on you as well.
Yeah, so if
you... Or no, but it's effect.
Well, there's damage is different than effect. Mm-hmm. And so basically you have four damage plus three effects. And now we're figuring out how to spend those effects.
If you spend one effect to do area to hit all the other character, you can.
Yep.
So there's still four damage on the table. You have two effects left over. You could still spend those two effects on Vicious to get two extra damage.
And okay,
so that would be
six damage on you.
Six damage on me and three on him.
Three. So
if he takes half damage, that's how it works.
So if it's in an area, you take half? Is that how
that's what's on your cheat sheet. Let me look at it again.
Okay, that's... So if I spend one effect to affect someone adjacent in the zone, which would be Rhaenyra, he takes half the damage that you're taking?
Yeah, according to the cheat sheet, we think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, area affects one more adjacent target.
If it doesn't say half damage.
Oh, no, it doesn't say half damage.
So we would both take six damage then, apparently.
Okay, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to spend all three on you because, and we'll look later if it's half or how the.
Okay. Well, from a min-max perspective, you're dishing out 12 points of damage as opposed to seven.
Mason's true, but I'm kills both.
No, but I'm just not confident that's how the rule works. So I'm not.
No, that's fine. So what I'm going to do then, because we have two momentum here on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to spin this momentum, Bailey.
Okay.
And I will avoid. Injury. It says it comes at a cost. That is the cost is I spend momentum.
These go away.
Or you could suffer a complication and not spend momentum.
Spend those.
Yeah. Or I could do threat too, I think.
Oh wait, but I got.
Oh, by so oh,
three back.
It's complication, that. I think.
So we had the momentum. So I'm gonna. Why do you get two back?
Three because of my the three momentum that I got from this. I got five successes.
Oh, I thought you spent those on the attack. You didn't do that.
Okay. No, that's just from the...
So I avoid the injury, but I still take the seven stress. So I'm going to use my awesome bookmarks in my special limited edition.
Rub it in.
Okay, so I'm going to mark off seven stress, and I'm going to yell, Medic!
All right, and now I'm going to let the players choose who goes next. Now, that's not necessarily the only way that I could turn this over. I could pick, but...
So or alternatively, you could also spin threat like we can to keep
the initiative.
Ooh, that's what I'm doing.
Thank you, Mason.
You killed it tonight, buddy.
I'm gonna spend two to keep the initiative.
We're learning.
And
there
is a second
as we die. I'm
Romulan.
Right. He's gonna shoot me now.
He's not quite as powerful. He's gonna go after.
That's exactly right.
Rhaenyra. And
Lieutenant Commander Bosses, you are still under attack.
Perhaps the toughest
thing I have noticed.
All right, so
you just get the elevator music for waiting on the
list. Let me say he needs to get a control plus security, and so his target number is going to be 13, and so he got two successes. Bum bum.
So that's an exact hit, right?
So
that's
an exact
hit.
No momentum generated, but. Yeah.
And his disruptor rifle does five.
He's basically
challenge dice.
Same damage.
Same thing that you guys have. Ow, that's a lot of damage.
Ooh, wow, four.
I blame you.
Four damage, but no effects.
Hey, welcome to Starfleet.
Apparently. So what does that do to me? Four damage.
Just mark it off your stress.
Yeah, it's just four stress. It's like hit points.
Four stress.
If you hit
only
five
have eight
or
stress.
Yeah, I've got.
If it hits five or it reduces all your stress to where you have none left. And you take an injury.
Okay. And injuries are...
Can you medic multiple
if you
people?
Hit, if you get five in a single hit,
okay. Then yes, at one
not
time.
Not at a total of five.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
And I cannot medic stress. I can only medic injuries.
So neither one of us have taken stress or injuries.
That is correct.
Okay.
You can recover, though. There's an option if you look under the combat stuff.
Do we still have two advantage? No, we burned it.
We burned it.
I burned it.
You have to save it, which is good. So, okay, so why don't I go first? What I'll do is immediately order you to go.
Okay.
If you get advantages, you save it, we'll burn two, we'll keep the advantage, and you'll go again.
Nice. Okay. No, or I can spend a momentum to go again.
That's
or I can do it for free in the first round.
No. So momentum spend isn't another turn. It's an extra task within my turn.
Well, we have no momentum. So.
I do. I have two. I'm sorry, determination.
Okay.
So I could spend a determination. Well, I'll just do it. I'll demonstrate.
Just go.
Yeah, just go.
So I'm
going first. I immediately use my action to order him to go and to suppressing fire them with phaser set on stun.
So it's not my turn. I'm actually acting on his turn because he's letting me interrupt. So I'm just going to spin around, and instinctively I know which Ramen has shot me, because I can see that dirty little Ramen and grin from down here. And I'm going to take aim. Excuse me. So, here we go. I'm using my... Was this control? Or daring. Is this daring?
No, it's control.
Or for your range shot, it's going to be control plus security.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm at 12.
That's crazy. You're the same shot as I am.
I have... But I do have...
The focus.
I have a focus of hand phasers. So I've got a 9 and I've got a 4. So my security is a 4, so that gives me 2 successes, and my 9's a 3rd success. So I generate 1 point of momentum. Yes. I will use that momentum to... I can add something to my what, attack dice, right? Is that what I can do? So
Spending momentum. There's like a...
What's the question?
Oh, it's bonus damage.
How many, do you have 2 points of momentum? Did you get 2?
1.
One. I've got 1 bonus. So I'm just going to...
So for 1, you can inflict bonus damage.
Can I? Because I have size 1 hand of charge. I didn't charge it. So I'm just going to do an extra bonus damage. No, I'm not. I'm going to keep this for later use with you guys.
So it adds plus 1 damage, so it's not like a damage die.
So I'm going to do 2, 4, 6, 7. So here's my damage on this guy. So I've got 3 blanks... 1 splash for damage, and I have 3 successes, or what do they call those, effects. Mm-hmm. So that's 4 damage total and 3 effects.
Dude, get air affected and bolt.
Yeah. So I don't have that on my gun.
Oh.
I have size 1 and I have charge. So I can't, if I take a turn to shoot.
Oh, you have to have it on your gun?
Yes.
Yeah, on your weapon, yeah. Weapon. Be there. Yes. Oh, you know what I could have done?
It has to be the quality of your weapon.
It's a disruptor, so I would assume so.
Oh, really?
So I'm just going to hit that guy for 4 damage. Okay. So he takes 4 damage.
Let's see. 4 is not enough to... Is it the Centurion or the...
If you burn one more, you get 5 and he's injured. So if you use that token, you give him 5, he's injured.
That's true. So, okay, I'll go ahead and spin this.
Yeah.
This one momentum I earned to do an extra damage for 5 damage total.
Is this the Centurion or the other one?
The Centurion. The one that shot me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 5 stress. So that means he's injured. And with an injury, let me make sure I recall that. Now, I can spend... This is what I wrote. 2 momentum or take a complication to avoid injury if I wanted. Let me just think through. If I don't do that, the first injury... So I'm trying to think of basically when he's unconscious.
You have to go.
Yeah. I'm looking at my...
He's unconscious now.
Is he now?
Just use it. We'll use it.
Oh, yeah. Injury, that's my first bullet in the cheat sheet. Injury means that the character is incapacitated for the rest of the scene.
Yep. Nice.
So, but rather than do that, I'm going to spend 2 threat to keep him up.
Ba-bom. How do you do that?
That's one of the things, if you're under injury, that's just like one of the things you can do.
It's what I avoid injury.
Anybody can do it.
Although you can only avoid injury once per scene, so keep that in mind. Like, I can't do it again in this combat. So I'm going to spend 1 of my determination to take a second task, to perform a second task within my same turn, which is actually a turn that he gave me. It's for free, so I hadn't actually taken my turn. So that second task is going to be to, guess what, attack that same guy. That's right, burning through his threat. I got a 12 as a 19.
Yeah.
So 1 hit. 1 success, I should say. And I need at least 2.
I need 2. Yep.
Yeah, so I miss that one. But, oh, I should have done this. Can I, so my last action, I actually succeeded on a task, and I meant to do my follow my lead. Can I retcon that?
Sure.
So, follow my lead, once per scene, when I succeeded a task during combat or another perilous situation, I can spend a determination. So, well, that's going to cost a determination.
It's expensive.
It is. I'm not going to do that one. Never mind. So I'm just going to miss that. So that's the interrupting turn that I was given. So I just... All right. And I'm going to move behind... No, I'm going to move behind cover.
Okay.
Some rock.
So, Commander Rainier, that was technically your turn?
Yeah.
Could I have moved, too? Use my...
Yeah, because movement's a minor. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll move behind a rock, too. Okay. Actually, no, I'll move inside the corner of the shuttle and get cover behind our shuttle. And our shuttle's a big metal shuttle.
Alright, so good. One of Lieutenant Bennett's abilities is quick to action, so we can keep the initiative for zero cost this round, during the first round only.
So you're gonna keep the initiative.
So from a mechanics perspective, mm-hmm. Since they've both already gone, do we have to do that? Because y'all haven't gone yet.
Are there more Romulans up there?
Yeah, there's one more Romulan up there, right? So that's why I want to keep it.
There are three
up
there?
Again.
There are three up there?
There's seen two.
And I guess that's one. We don't know. Okay, that makes sense.
And do we get to keep doing that, like, the whole turn, we all get to keep initiative until there's zero?
It says during the first round of combat, you and your allies may ignore the normal cost of keep the initiative. So the normal cost is two momentum. Ignoring it means it's zero. So during the full first round, we could
also
all
only keep it once. It can only be done once.
Right.
No. So basically, I think the way it works, let's say we're fighting five guys. I gave him my turn. Mason then says, keep the initiative. You get to go ahead and go. Then we still have to give an enemy's turn.
Right.
Then we keep the initiative. Yeah. One more person can go, then they can go again.
It lost two people
in a slot, basically. Right. Okay, so we keep initiative and go. I suggest we let Mason go again.
Right. Yeah. Use your turn.
Who's this Mason?
That would be
Commander Zaroth.
Oh, right. The two Commander Zaroth. Well, so as my minor action, since I'm behind cover now, I'm going to aim, which lets me reroll a d20 on my attack. Thanks to the wise advice from the cockpit. I'm going to shoot at the same guy.
Commander, it helps if you aim.
Yes.
Yes. As chief engineer.
I don't need to reroll because I have three successes. I rolled a two, which falls under hand phasers, which is bullet security, and I have an 11. So three successes will generate us another momentum.
Don't you have hand phasers as a focus?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you double successes.
That's what he did. Only That's what if it's did. Below your discipline level. So yeah. I rolled.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. So I rolled a 2, which is under my 4, but the 11's not. So 7 more damage of dice against that Centurion.
The Centurion's unconscious. No.
You paid 2 threats.
That's right. He's not.
Yeah.
He's about to be.
Oh, that roll he's about to be. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. 5, 6, 7. Two of those are
effects.
So I don't have an effect I can use, really. So I'm just going to do 7 damage to that guy.
The Centurion. Okay, yeah. So he doesn't have enough threat to spend to stay in action. So
this is all stun, right?
Yes.
Non-lethal. Yeah.
Non-lethal.
Only because you told me to.
I told you stun.
And I had humans. So I'm going to spend my other determination to take a second task. I can't aim for this task. Oh, yeah, I spend that determination for that exact purpose. Here we go. 11 and a 7. So I got 2 successes. So no momentum generated, but I got a hit. So here's...
You're done with the second guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's worse than the other guy. Wow.
The sound effects are great.
2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 damage.
That was a lot. I think he's
I stunned him to death.
He's not dead. That's... You weren't doing lethal work.
No, it was a joke. Okay. I'm referencing the last episode where I said I've come here to stun the planet to death.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The listeners who are,
the fans there.
The faithful fans from just one episode we've had so far. Right?
Totally waiting for that.
They listened to that episode like 3 times while they're waiting on the second one to queue up.
Oh yeah.
Very good. Well, this the second Romulan, there's kind of a burst of dust as you see the body fall. Not like off the cliff, but, behind the rock. So they're both down, the two Romulans. And you don't see anybody else, nor the threat.
It seems all clear now. Brave, you can probably come out.
Are we out of combat?
You were out of combat.
I'm going to use my constantly watching to see if I can detect danger of hidden enemies. If there's anybody hiding in the area.
All right. And this is just your natural senses.
It reduces my difficulty. Let's say there were people hiding with a difficulty.
Okay.
I'm just basically going out looking around.
Okay.
If there's a roll graded or not,
got it. So why don't you roll insight plus command.
Got it.
Unless you have some other discipline to suggest.
No, that's fine. I'll accept that. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's probably actually insight plus security, to tell you the truth.
Okay, I got 2 successes.
So there's a fan back there. But,
sorry. So I got 2 successes, and I reduced the difficulty by 1, so if it was difficulty of 3, it got to a 2, so I made it. If it's difficulty of 4, then I missed it.
The difficulty was a 1.
So I reduced to a 0.
Okay. And you got some momentum, didn't you?
I generated a point of momentum.
Yep. So so you're just looking around, and you're wiping the the red dust out of your eye. That's kind of, it seems like
my,
it's getting your
shoulders kind of hurt from the disruptor bolt.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're a Starfleet, so you can take this.
Everything clear, Commander?
I know. I believe I see nothing. Did I see anything?
Good. So you. So you don't see anything more, and you basically have stayed on the plateau you're on with the shuttle. You haven't like gone.
We're in a valley, right? We're not on the plateau.
Well, I mean, the basically you're
the whole thing is a plateau.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a valley below a ridge on a mountain.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so
and the Romulans were on the ridge.
Yeah, I didn't leave the area. I'm just looking around, right, to make sure there's nobody else shooting us or anybody from hiding that's moving around behind us or anything.
Okay. So, you don't see any other Romulans, you don't see any other attacking type threats. You do, now this is the area that you landed in search of the comm badge signals.
Correct.
You do see, as there's sort of like a little dirt devil wisp of wind that kind of like spirals and past, and you see a clearing in the dust, and you see something very disturbing. It looks like the top of a human. It's like they buried half in the ground, and he's slumped over. Like,
oh, we're running immediately. Like I say, gentlemen, keep your eyes peeled. Come with me immediately. It looks like we've got one of the injured civilians over here in the dirt. We need the medical officer. Let's go.
All right. Yeah, I'll start definitely running that direction as soon as he points it out to me.
Okay. And so,
as do I, looking epic because my uniform's damaged from combat, and I'm still going.
Oh, right.
And you were like, shooting. You shot like 17 times.
Your phaser is still hot. But, you know?
Yeah. I stun hobo those guys.
We totally stun hobo.
So is anybody is anybody remaining in the shuttle? Perhaps the Tellarite.
No.
Oh, you're the Tellarite too.
Tellarite's okay. Coming out.
I'm coming out with you.
All make right. Sure you make sure you lock the door.
Yeah, we have a key fob. We can lock it. So.
Oh, no sound effects. Sorry.
Reminder, Commander, I did not just get shot.
Because we told you to stay inside. All right.
He's like,
so,
I'm happy about that.
Note for those listening, he made really eyebrow movements.
So you all get there pretty quick because it wasn't that far away. Rainier gets there first. As you approach, you see that there was a rock pretty big on the other side of this figure that slumped on the ground like he's half buried in the ground, and you see the top, like the hair of somebody else. There's somebody else on the other side of a rock.
Oh no.
That okay. Also looks like they're not moving and they're in bad shape.
Do they look like they were purposely buried by someone, or does it look like
a salt bearing?
Like wind blew dirt in them.
It doesn't look like wind. It looks like somebody. Imagine if someone, you know, like in the like as torture and things, like people would bury people up to their heads. It's like somebody buried people up to their waist.
They put honey on them,
and then they're slumped over. So you don't know what that means. Now you get there because it was only a few dozen, like a couple dozen yards away, and so Rainier, you get there. And you're going to basically just inspect and try to figure out what's going on, see if you guys are alive.
Yeah, I said Eloy Henry. Okay. Maybe you don't want him to respond.
So you don't have to roll for this. You see that the guy is, now you see the front of his face, and it's like a contorted, like, death agony look on his face. He looks dead. Are you going to inspect the body or
something? No, wait for the medical professional to strike order.
Let Bennett,
I'm going to go check out the other body quickly.
And I'll, okay.
I'll right, yeah, so I'll run up and I'll, you know, kind of come do like the slide up thing with my tricorder, right? Because he's on the ground. I'll, you know, get the tricorder out and start looking for life signs and readings and that kind of stuff.
Got it. So for Bennett, you should roll a reason plus medicine. Get your tricorder.
So a reason plus medicine is a 14.
That is, and the target number was 1.
Target, and I made 1 success. 1 success.
One success.
Focus
so
on medicine.
I'm focused on emergency medicine.
I think this is this an emergency? He's
almost dead. No.
No. Okay.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I don't know if he's actually applying medicine.
You can't. Yeah. I mean, you medicine's kind of a broad term. Though, it's sort of a. This is really more like a corner type science.
You gotta focus on corner.
Yeah. Corner. Corner. No. Yeah. So, yes. So what you get from that success, and you have the option. Do you have momentum at this point?
We do have. We do have momentum.
Yeah. So you have the option of spending it to get more information. By the way, but just based on the success,
right. Some trigger happy chief of security got a bunch.
You see that it appears that he has been transported into the ground. So, like, if you had a transporter malfunction.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. Huh. This is why we did not come here by transport. Right.
I feel very. Lieutenant Bennett feels very vindicated.
Well, oh, yeah. So he had a transporter malfunction. I will also tell you that although your shuttle doesn't have, because you're just like a small military grade shuttle, doesn't have transport capabilities, some of the bigger shuttles that civilians might have. They're basically like small ships. And so their model shuttle may have had a shuttle capability, or a transport capability. Why they would have used it, you don't know, and why that, you know.
Probably because they were under attack.
So that's what you know from the one success.
I'll relay that information out to the commander.
Chash would take some pictures.
Good call not using the transport. Right. To send back it's to probably Lieutenant because of the atmosphere. The interference of the atmosphere.
Say again, Chash, what did you say?
So Chash is going to take some photographic evidence of these unfortunate souls and send them to Lieutenant Commander Chin and remind him that this is why it is important to know what you're doing with a transporter.
Oh no.
He said he had it.
I didn't.
This is what happens when someone's got it.
I got it. He did halfway in the mouth. Here's the facial expression. Right. Hey, let's just... No, that's totally wrong. I was going to do selfies next to him.
Oh, totally no. Wrong. No, that's not...
Commander Rhaenyra, should we let Captain Constance know about the Romulans on the planet?
As a chief of security officer, I would highly advise to do that.
Yeah, go for it.
By the way, Rhaenyra, you check out the body on the other side of the rock. He looks pretty much like the first one.
Okay, let's
they're both beamed into the ground.
They're full bodies, but they're half their body got beamed around. Is it stone? So can we take them out and give them a proper burial?
It's not stone. Thing? You could dig them out.
I'll use my phaser and just cut out the area, not the body, but around it.
Yeah, that's... That's one way you could do it.
Is that a societal thing now?
What's that, burying?
Yeah,
it's still... There's still burials in the human culture inside of Starfleet.
I'm an expert in anthropology and human culture, and I actually would like to bury him.
I ask because I'm supposed to...
I don't know about Tellarite, right, but...
Well, would we... Yeah.
Every theory deserves scrutiny, so I'm asking... Like, I'm
also... Oh, you could probably ask, like, these...
What Starfleet
humans
protocol?
Humans still do this?
What's Starfleet protocol?
You would know, first officer.
I would know.
Yeah, right. Starfleet protocol.
I
feel
like I was asking the GM.
Yeah, so there's two aspects there. If it's a member of Starfleet, then you honor the protocol of that particular Starfleet member's species.
That makes sense.
In which case, it's burial.
So for things like Tellarite, you just throw them on the side of the corner and just walk away.
Well, if we died, but we don't make mistakes.
Touche. Touche.
Because you don't go around beaming down to electromagnetically.
Unlike humans, we don't beam ourselves down when we're not sure where it's going.
With stupid engineering heads. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Okay, so that's what you found.
Yeah, I'm going to contact the Darius.
The USS Darius.
Darius, this is Lieutenant Commander Abosis.
And the first person that comes on the channel is So, well, who are you trying to contact? Because basically, normally what will happen is you'd have, like, the communications officer that will patch it through the captain.
Yeah, the captain, but he hasn't asked me that yet, so I'm...
Yep, so, first you get a lieutenant on the bridge and says, you wish to speak to the captain?
Is that Lieutenant Uhura?
Hey, bridge lieutenant. No name... Bridge lieutenant.
Communications officer.
I need to speak to the captain. Stat.
Very good. She patches you through, and Captain Constance comes on. Very good. I see that you're reporting in. What is your report?
Well, we found the two individuals from the shuttle, but before they are unfortunately dead, looks like a transporter malfunction of some kind. We haven't got to the shuttle itself yet.
Oh, dear.
So.
Actually, can we get a lock on the bodies and transport them out to our ship? That way we can get the bodies back to the...
Hold on, Captain. I'm being interrupted by the away team leader.
Thank you. Can you ask the captain if he can get a lock on the bodies and we can secure them in sick bay up there and we can deliver them back to the families?
I would advise against asking Lieutenant Commander Chan to find a lock on anything.
Hey, Captain, could you ask Lieutenant Commander Chan to beam up these bodies so that we can give them the proper burial services?
Certainly. That is, of course, the proper plan of action.
Excellent. So now that we're done with those human formalities... Before we got to the bodies, we ran into... I'm Andorian.
Totally perfect.
Before we got to the bodies, I actually had to dispatch of a number of Romulans. Have we...
A number of Romulans?
Yeah, two to be precise. One of them, I believe, is...
No, we're near the Romulan Empire. How could that be?
Well, if I knew that, sir, I would be happily give you the answer. I don't remember us picking up any Romulan ships in orbit, right?
No.
So we've got some smokes coming from... Some kind of manufactured thing. We're going to check that out as well, in addition to the local alien signal.
So these Romulans, you subdued them, I suppose. Are they stunned?
Yes. Of course. They're stunned.
We're going to transport them also to the ship and put them in our brig?
Well, given the transporter abnormalities, we may not have live Romulans when we're done.
I agree. So maybe we lock them in the shuttle.
That's probably advisable.
Yeah. Do we have any kind of cuffs?
You have the shuttle has all sorts of little things in the compartments, and so you've got mounts to zip ties, like a 23rd century zip tie type thing.
Or you can do the old McCoy on them and just fill them full of sleepy drugs.
So, Captain, we have the bodies. If you think that Lieutenant Commander Chin can get them up successfully and alive, then...
Not alive.
You can... Intact?
Intact. Yes. No, the Romulans.
The Romulans.
Yeah, get them alive.
Let's patch in Lieutenant Commander Chen and get his advice. And you hear Lieutenant Commander Chen come on the line, and he's like, "Ah, yes, I'm getting a read. Wait, there's interference. Just a second.
No.
Wait, I've got it. I can do this.
Transport the dead people first. See how that goes.
Go ahead and beam up one Romulan.
Okay.
No, bring the dead people up first. See if they go up.
Okay, bring the dead people first.
Pulls that off. Yeah, so
we would likely divide and conquer. Two of us would go get the Romulan bodies and bring them back while two uncover the buried bodies, I would assume.
Yeah.
So Lieutenant Chen, hears this chatter on the line. He says, you want me to get a lock on one dead body?
No, go ahead and take both dead bodies.
Both dead bodies.
Mm-hmm. They're humans.
Very good. And... there's a materialization, and you see both bodies disappear, and both bodies leave. You know, there's a cavity where they were half buried in the ground, and some of the dust kind of collapses in, but they're basically two big human holes. And then you hear this scream from on over your communicators as somebody else that was in the transporter room sees the bodies, and they're like, "Mercy! There's not just dead bodies, they're malformed, and there's... Oh my gosh, Chen! What have you done?" And Chen's like, "No, they're dead. Oh my..."
Oh no.
I thought I had this. No one told him that it was malformed. You know, they're just dead bodies is all he knew.
He's freaking out.
And all of a sudden...
I don't think he did this. I think this is because they were being made
of ground. Exactly.
I don't think this is Chen's mistake.
That's the impression you get, is because no one actually described the issue that made them dead.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to come back on the comms.
Either way, to transport the Romulans, I'm going to use my collaboration. Which is a talent, which is whenever an ally attempts a task using engineering, you may spend one momentum and allow them to use my score for that discipline and my focus.
Oh, nice.
So he's going to hopefully not screw up when he does this next time.
All right.
First off, Chen, that those guys were actually beamed halfway into the ground down here, so that's not your bad.
Oh, there was a transporter accident already?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep, that's why the interference thing...
I wish you'd told me that. I was a bit freaked out up here on the...
I didn't think it was important. I'm sorry.
We liked the reaction.
Anyway, so if you want to go ahead and bring the Romulans up...
I'm just taking notes. Just
Chash is doing this, isn't he?
Commander Rainier?
He's going to help you.
Commander Rainier, before we beam up the Romulans. If we beam them up, we won't be able to question them.
I thought about that too.
With what has gone on down here.
Well, or we could have the brig do it when they wake up.
Yeah, I would say that in something, there's political ramifications to what's gone on, because essentially, there'd be this.
These are Romulan citizens.
These are Romulans that they did fire on you, but you're not at war with the Romulan Empire. And so this is sort of like above your pay grade kind of situation in a sense, so that now that you're no longer in a self-defense situation, things like interrogation and the diplomatic efforts that would need to take place after this are probably you need to go up to the captain's.
Hence, transport up there, let him deal with the situation. Yep.
So that would be your sense Starfleet of protocol, unless there's some other extenuating circumstances.
That's what we're doing.
So very good. So they we got Chin up there, and he's gonna roll. And tell me again your power. 17.
He's awesome.
So that
he uses both of your stats.
No, so it'll just be my discipline, which is a 5. So he'll use his attribute and my discipline and my focus.
Oh, so he's gonna use your discipline.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
plus his attribute. Kind of, because obviously he's not going to have the same attribute or same discipline level he has. Right?
So basically, I am telling him what to do, but he still has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But anything he rolls, any die that's a 5 or under, because I have the focus, he's going to get double success.
Okay, got it. Okay, so he's using.
Not bad.
Okay, his engineering for his discipline. And he got a 10, 11, and both are going to be successes. Even without your
perfect
your contribution there,
Chin's so, a live Romulan.
So there's this moment, and Chin's like, "They're alive and in good shape. I'm happy to say, a bit unconscious, look a little beaten.
Get him in the brig.
Congratulations, Commander Chin.
Very good. Over and out." And so he chimes off, and
hey, Chief, Security Chief,
mm-hmm.
Make sure you put your best men out front of that door to guard the Romulans.
No, I trust the guys on the ship to handle that. Okay. I build only good teams.
That's good.
Because if you fail, stunned to death.
Stunned to death. Yeah.
Not a thing.
Sounds scary, though.
Permastun.
Permas. That's basically what it is. Because you can't ever die from stun. So it's just permastun.
So, you are without dead bodies. You're without Romulan unconscious Romulan officers.
Let's get back in the ship and head over to the smoking hut.
And you have your shuttle. Yeah. And now I will say, we didn't mention this at the time, but those comm badge signals were coming from. I say comm badge. It's actually
they're communicators.
They weren't the badge on their uniforms. They're actually communicators, but they.
Can we have retcon and actually carry their communicators with us?
I mean, kept them.
Yeah, kept them.
Rather than have them be.
Yeah.
Why would we do that?
I don't know.
I'd like to see what like who they contact. Is there like a call history?
Yeah, you could have done that. That would not have been like outside of protocol, because the communicators may be helpful to find the shuttlecraft, because exactly. That's the other part of what you need to do. So there's some diagnostics and things you might be able to do. In fact,
that's engineering stuff. I don't.
Yeah,
if nothing else, then I would try and download everything from their communicator to my tricorder, just to make sure I have the data as we
does anybody want to do like mess around with the communicators, see if there's anything to find, or
sure.
Okay. Yeah, go engineering.
You want someone use reason plus engineering.
I think I'll take that one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You sure you don't want me to do it?
Yeah.
For sure.
What's yours?
You can shoot them.
Together, I would have a 10 total.
I'm impressed. That's better
you could
than I
stun
thought
you them. Had. You could stun these communicators over and over.
I stunned them to bejesus.
Two successes.
Two successes. Okay.
Very close to 4 successes.
So that's a success and a momentum.
Correct. Right.
So momentum. You see that... What you know of civilian long-range shuttlecraft, that like the kind that would have been attached to the Ventura exploration vehicle, that they do have some basic transporter technology, and these two communicators had this emergency signal. This is what you zoomed in on, but they also both had It's basically if you're transporting out, but you're trying to keep an open channel back to your originating vessel, so that they can, like, if someone were aboard the shuttle, they could talk to you, or like, okay, if you had an accident, you know, they could, you know, like, are you okay? You know, so basically they basically left it on. For whatever reason, you don't know, but that's all you know. The
communicators are both left on, so they're like an open channel.
Yeah. Huh.
Which makes sense. If they were teleported straight in, they wouldn't have turned them off because they would have died basically nearly instantly.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they might have teleported from the shuttle to get away from danger.
Maybe, or they were having trouble landing because it was so difficult. As you got closer to the surface, they might have teleported them down.
Crash landed.
And then the transport crash landed.
Yeah.
All right. So we have.
We're heading over to the shuttle. We're heading over to the smoking ruins.
Smoking ruins.
I would go to the shuttle.
Well, the shuttle we know is just the shuttle.
The shuttle.
We don't know if it's the.
Well, it might have.
Well, Commander,
useful information.
Okay, I agree. We know that that is a ship of some kind, and we don't know what the smoke is, and so
that might have tactical information.
Seeing as how our task is technically we found the humans, and now let's find the ship, and then we can leave this planet.
Make it zone number two.
All right.
Number two work for?
Board your shuttle, the Defiant, and. You do notice that, you know, the storm above, it's not like it's raining or anything, but, you know, it's kind of that sort of stormy look up in the sky, and it kind of is, there's been sort of ebb and flow to the electrical activity in the atmosphere above you, but it seems like it's worsening. So you can still fly, but you feel like if it worsens much more that you might not be able to keep
flying the shuttle around.
Yeah, so you can stay low and it's safe right now, but you feel like, you know, in half an hour, maybe you might not be able to fly the shuttle.
We're going fast then. Yeah.
So it doesn't take you very long. You're able to elevate, keep well below the clouds, and get to the erstwhile shuttlecraft site. So as you near now, who is piloting? Is it Chash again?
I'm on sensors.
Okay.
He's at the back door going, hut, hut, hut.
Okay, so
I'm just sitting in my chair, holding on for dear life.
Is there any way? One quick
thing.
Is there any way to get stress back, or are we just
end of a scene?
Yeah, end of a scene. You do.
So we're still in the scene.
Yeah. All
got it.
And I can hear recovery. That's like a portion of it.
Well, there's a. What was this? Was the scene the whole outside the shuttle? And now that we're in the shuttle,
yeah, this is a new scene.
Okay.
So
we get unstressed.
In terms of, I tell you what, if we'll go through the rules about recovery if it becomes relevant.
Perfect.
Well, I have like 7 stress.
He means to forget the time.
I'll look it up.
Gotcha. But you're conscious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now it's not relevant.
Yeah. So if we get in combat, we'll look into your status. But you're, as long as you're conscious, we'll just kind of hand wave it for now.
Okay.
Okay, so as you approach the shuttle site, so Chash is piloting. Who's doing sensor scans?
I'm sensor scanning.
Okay, so roll for me.
And I'm assisting with the piloting.
What's your reason?
I got 12 combined with that in engineering.
What's your reason?
10.
Okay.
So reason?
Because I could use collaboration. Basically, we spend a momentum and you can use my 5 for engineering and my focus.
Oh, that's awesome.
If we want. It's got to be reason and engineering.
So, I mean, if we need
give
to,
us a
then.
15 if you want.
So do it's it. A... Right.
Do it.
We'll do that. So you can
sounds like fun. Okay, so I'm making my sensor roll. I roll 2d10, two of them suckers. And I got a nat 20, which sounds lovely, and a 2.
So that's 2 successes.
Because of your thing.
And 1, what is it? What's the word?
Well, your target number is 1.
Yeah.
So 2 successes.
So we got a 20. We got a natural 20,
mm-hmm.
which is not a good thing. Which
we
got a 2, which is 2 successes. So we get a point of momentum from the success.
Yeah.
And then, yep.
Ah.
But we get a 20, which means there might have been an electric strike on the sensors.
That's exactly what happened. So you see the, I've been looking for me a 20. So you see down, there is a lightning strike. Before that happens, you are nearing the crash site, and you see it's a pretty big long-range civilian shuttle. and it is crashed and mangled, and you could tell that had those two people that beamed off the shuttle, had they been aboard, they would have certainly have perished.
Wow.
Because it's just like a ball of tinfoil crumpled up in your hand. And there's parts of it that are like, you know, several feet from the actual crash site, and so you're quite sure there's, you know, if there were people aboard there, but they would be perished. That's what you're seeing on the sensor scans and actually out the front viewport.
Could I burn an extra point to see if there was any kind of like shooting or scoring or damage to the vehicle? Or if it was really electricity from a crash, like it went through the clouds and just crashed.
You can spend a momentum to gain that extra question.
Which we do.
And what you see, which is a very ironic thing given the timing of this, is...
lightning strikes.
You can't see this with the naked eye, but you're doing your sensor scan.
Yeah.
And you can see that there's scoring on this outside surface of the long-range shuttle that's crashed. That's consistent with an extreme high-energy charge. Not a weapon charge, but like ionization or electrical.
So I'm
consistent turned. With what's going on in the atmosphere. At that,
Chief Engineer Kasich, be careful. It seems like there were lightning strikes.
Yeah, at that moment, there is a huge explosion of energy that hits the side of your shuttle. It lurches. It basically does... Your shuttle rolls almost 108. It's about over 90 degrees to one side, where you know, like you go flying out of your seats, and all of a sudden there's all sorts of warning sounds on the control panel of the shuttle, and you know, and basically you're in a pickle, and your shuttle starts to plunge to the ground in the same trajectory as that other shuttle. So basically, your shuttle is going to become, if nothing else happens, like the shuttle that you saw just crumpled into a lot of trash.
Cutting here.
And we're... Cutting here.
Huh?